This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Air raid sirens blared in Tel Aviv on Sunday, sending residents running for cover for the first time in months. Hamas's volley demonstrated the U.S.-designated terrorist group's resilience despite Israel's offensive that has left swaths of the densely populated Gaza Strip reduced to rubble. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Relief organizations have warned Gaza's population is catastrophically short of food and medicine and blamed Israel for limiting aid into the enclave. To relieve some of the pain, the U.S. military built a pier to receive aid by sea. Video released by the Israeli military on Sunday purports to show trucks loaded with supplies at the new pier. Focus in both the fighting and ceasefire talks continues to center on the city of Rafah, where Israeli forces say they are committed to rooting out remaining Hamas fighters.
Immediately halt its military offensive.
The International Court of Justice last week ordered Israel to halt its military operation in Rafah, citing the threat to civilians seeking refuge there.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Israeli airstrikes killed at least 35 Palestinians and wounded dozens in an area of the southern Gaza city strip of Rafah designated for the displaced, Palestinian Health and Civil Emergency Services said. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said on Sunday the two-state solution to the Israel-Palestinian conflict must be kept alive.
There is a consensus, I think, among the international community that the only way to ensure the security, not just of the Palestinian people and the rights of the Palestinian people, but also the security of Israel, is through a two-state solution.
He also called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza in the release of hostages, saying in a news conference in Brussels, this solution would be in the interest of all parties, including